Wisconsin's voter ID law was blocked twice in two separate lawsuits in Dane County. Judges in both cases said it violated Wisconsin's constitution for different reasons. The cases are currently in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court has yet to act, the lower court's rulings stand. Dane County Clerk Karen Peters says that means poll workers will not ask voters to show an ID to vote, even though some voters might show it anyway.
We've trained them that, you know, if they show it to you, that's fine. Just tell them, you know, I don't need it right now. The law's, you know, been put on hold for this right now. You may need it for the election, next election, and thank them for doing it. But in no way will we be asking anybody for their photo ID.
Peter says if there is an isolated incident of a poll worker asking someone for a photo ID,
then we want to know about it.
But she doubts that will happen, at least in her county. Other pieces of the voter ID law remain intact and will be enforced. Wisconsin Government Accountability Board spokesman Reed Magney says that includes the requirement that you need to live at a residence 28 days in order to vote there.
So if you've moved, you know, in the last 28 days, you should be voting at your old precinct, your old voting place, not your new place.
Also today, voters will be asked to sign a poll book when they cast their ballots, another requirement of the voter ID law that remains intact. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.